This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Today we're going to talk about OpenStack and how with the addition of OpenV Storage, you can run virtual machines right on your OpenStack infrastructure. Joining us to talk about how this can happen and why it's important is George Crump, founder and lead analyst at Storage Switzerland, and Wim Provost, product manager at OpenV Storage. George, let's start with you. Before we talk about why and how to run virtual machines on OpenStack, why don't you explain to our listeners exactly what OpenStack is?
We could probably do a whole podcast just on OpenStack, but just simply, it's a set of software tools for bundling and managing computing platforms for public and private clouds. It's an open standard, which makes it much easier to adopt than some of the other closed infrastructures that are out there. And it's backed by some of the biggest companies in software development, and as well as hosting companies like Rackspace and IBM and HP. So really big initiative in the market today.
Wim, before we talk specifically about OpenV Storage, let's talk about why you would want to run VM on an OpenStack infrastructure.
Well, there are many reasons. So let's start with the first one. Just as an example, OpenStack is the only solution or that allows mixed hypervisor environments, which means you can mix different kind of hypervisors within one environment. And this is becoming more and more important as IT is becoming more fragmented over time. Next, OpenV Storage offers almost the same technical capabilities, for example, migrating running virtual machines without downtime, just like any proprietary alternative, but it's at a fraction of the cost because it's open source. And as there are many vendors in the OpenStack ecosystem, the chances of getting locked in by a vendor is also slim to none.
And I assume that OpenV Storage is the missing ingredient that can make this happen. So what is OpenV Storage?
Well, OpenV Storage is a storage router. This means that OpenV Storage is a middleware storage layer in between virtual machines and one or more storage backends. It kind of abstracts the backend from the virtual machine, and it provides a unified view on that storage. It also uses the flash inside the host to act as a cache. We have read cache, we have write cache, and when data is no longer needed inside the cache, it is pushed at a lower space to the storage backend, where it is kept for long time retrieval. This backend, that can be almost anything. It can be a Sun, can be a NAS, it can even be an object storage or a distributed file system. And lately, we even added support for Ethernet drives, just like the Seagate Kinetic drives.
What problems is OVS trying to solve?
OpenV Storage is trying to solve a really big problem, and that is that object storage, which is really the future for storage. Well, up to now, you haven't been able to use that as a primary storage platform. So to run virtual machines directly on top of your object store, that's really impossible. There's many issues which are preventing this use case. Just to name some, you have, for example, eventual consistency. Object stores, they are built on large disks or built with large disks, so they have a high latency. They have a low performance, while virtual machines, they actually require low latency and high performance storage. So it's quite the opposite. And there are also different management paradigms. For example, hypervisors, they require block storage, while object storage, they do objects. So that's like cats and dogs. They really don't get along with each other.
George, I know we've written a lot about object storage here at StorageSwiss.com. Do you agree that there's a role for object storage to support workloads that are traditionally expect block-based storage?
Charles, as you know, most object storage systems are designed to store lots and lots of objects, i.e. files, right? So we think of it really for unstructured data. But a lot of the basic capabilities of object storage, like its ability to be very durable with data, to be able to survive multiple drive and node failures, to be able to scale, all those different things, are just as important to block-based storage systems as they are to unstructured data types. So yeah, I think there's a key role, but really, as Wim has mentioned, the missing ingredient is how to make that bridge to make object storage sort of act like block storage. And so that's the capabilities of products like OpenV Storage that are really important to the market.
Wim, why does OVS focus on the OpenStack market?
Well, first of all, OpenStack is really booming. We have the conference coming up in Paris, and you can already see that everybody is going there. So it is really booming. It is really important. But we, as OpenV Storage being, we see that there's a problem that we can tackle. For example, if you want to use the object storage, which is native in OpenStack, it's called Swift. Well, you can use that to store your images, your virtual machine images, and your backups, but you can't really use that to run virtual machines. So what we've developed is we've developed an OpenStack Cinder plugin, which allows you to easily integrate OpenStack Swift as a primary virtual machine storage platform, which means that you can directly run virtual machines on top of this object store. And this also means that you don't have to maintain two separate storage platforms, for example, one for block and one for object storage.
Is OpenV Storage trying to replace Ceph as OpenStack Storage?
Not at all. We're actually complementary to Ceph. We support Ceph as a storage backend, just like we support like we support Swift, or like we support other storage backends, or like other object source. But by using OpenV Storage in combination with Ceph, we believe that we can enhance Ceph and make sure that it becomes an even better product than it already is. Just to give you some examples. Ceph, it has erasure coding built in, but the Ceph block interface, that produces really small blocks. So erasure coding makes no sense on small blocks. So the only option you can do is replicate these small objects, which means that, of course, you're roughly using two times the amount of storage hardware to store that actual data. Next, OpenV Storage uses an advanced caching system with caching inside the host, so inside the KVM host. And we believe that this will lead to better storage performance compared to running it natively in Ceph. And of course, OpenV Storage is capable of being the middleman in between ASXi and Ceph, because currently ASXi and Ceph, well, these two, you can't really integrate them directly.
Why did you guys really decide to go open source?
Well, we are a firm believer that storage is too important to keep proprietary. Open source is used to follow commercial closed source offerings, but lately it's the other way around. Open source is cutting edge. It's leading the wave. And the reason for this is quite simple, because more eyes with different looks are looking at the code. And we believe that if you have more people looking at the code, it will become better, it will be more innovative. And of course, you have a community that that helps you and turns it into a product which is really needed by the market. And we believe that if you turn it into a paying product, people will pay for it, because they like open source, but they still want the comfort and they don't like the hassle of setting everything up, doing the monitoring. So that's why we go open source, and we still believe that there's business behind it.
George, does the open source model make sense here?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Open source, I think, always has this sort of dichotomy of a challenge, in that you want to take advantage, as Wim said, of the population and or the community that can help innovate and keep it going. You want the lack of vendor lock-in. You want to keep costs down. There's a lot of reasons why open source type of products make sense. The challenge is, how do you convert that into a business model that you can afford to do things with? And I think that, you know, we clearly have a track record now of companies that are doing that. Again, to Wim's point, there's a group that, as we move into like enterprises and maybe mid-tier and large sort of cloud providers, these guys are not going to want to spend the time working on all these things. They're just going to want to be able to install something and have it work. And so a lot of times, if your business is to not necessarily to deliver an IT service, but to deliver something else, you don't want to spend a lot of time on the IT minutia. And so leveraging capabilities like what, say, OpenV Storage can do makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, you get the benefit from the back end of all the open source community. So yeah, I think there is a business model here, and I think it makes a lot of sense. And so now it's just a matter of execution.
So Wim, what is the business model behind OpenV Storage?
Well, currently there's a mantra in the IT industry: if you have money, you go with VMware. If you have time, you go with OpenStack? Well, what we will do is we will release a converged infrastructure offering based upon OpenStack and OpenV Storage. So Cloud Founders, the sponsor of OpenV Storage, will provide the whole stack. So the hardware, the software, the storage backend, monitoring, support. We will even set up OpenStack. And we will do this for channel partners who don't have the resources or the knowledge to set up and maintain their own OpenStack infrastructure or a private cloud.
So we're almost out of time, George, but I'm sure everyone wants to know the Storage Swiss take. What is your take on running VMs in an OpenStack infrastructure in general and OpenV Storage in particular?
Well, I think that Wim nailed it, right? That the statement that if you have money, you go with VMware, and if you have time, you go with OpenStack. That's a great way to sum up the market. I hadn't heard that before, Wim. That's an excellent analogy. So I'm going to have to steal that from you from now on. But I think that the key is that what if you don't have a lot of time and you don't have a lot of money, right? And so then you have to look at something that'll help you cross that bridge. And I think that the OpenStack with products like OpenV Storage are a real viable way for people to get there. I think the challenge in the past has been, okay, but how do we get these kind of more turnkey things? People don't have time to play, you know, Tinker Toys or Erector sets in most cases. And so getting these sort of bridge products are critical. And I think that what we're seeing here with OpenV Storage is really one of the first sets of products that allow you to run, let's call it business class type of applications, back-end type of applications, in the OpenStack infrastructure. So I think there's a lot of value here. As Wim's also said, you know, OpenStack is booming. It's getting a lot of interest. I think this makes it a little bit more approachable to the kind of non-tinkerer type of person.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today to talk about OpenV Storage's OpenStack solution. For George Crump and Wim Provost, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.